a very hot day, instead of drinking a Coke, you might just go in the kitchen and get yourself
a glass of water.
Okay. What about different kinds of glasses, different names you know about?
Well, you got tumblers, which are, oh, I think anywhere from 8 to about 16 ounces or so. They're they have a pretty much they're generally smaller at the bottom than they are at the top, but their shape doesn't vary much. Just kind of an uncomplicated design. Then you got goblets, which have a stem. They're large at the top, and then they have a small or long stem, and then it flattens out. And there are juice glasses, little 2 or 4 ounce glasses that rich people used to drink juice out of. And that's about it, I guess.
Okay. Say if I took one of those glasses and dropped it from about yay high on the concrete, it'd do what?
Well, it'd break.
Yesterday I did it and
it broke.
And it has.
Broken.
If you're a very thirsty person, I might ask, well, how much do you really
drink?
You say, well, yesterday
I drank quite a bit.
And I have.
I have drunk.
Say if you have some company over and they're, you're going to eat a meal with you and they're all standing around the table, you might say, well, just go ahead and
help yourself. Sit down. Hey, sit down and help yourself.
Okay. And you ask them to go ahead and sit down, so they went ahead and
sat.
They have
sat.
And they might.
They might sit.
You said help yourself, so they went ahead and
help themselves.
And they have.
Have helped themselves.
And they might.
They might help themselves.
Say if somebody passes you something that you can't stand, what would you say?
Yuck. No thanks, I don't believe I want any, or I don't care for any.
Say if you were, you know, with close friends, other than yuck, anything else you might say?
Don't feed me that fucking garbage. These are close friends now,
yeah,
mind
right.
You. No, I don't want any. Yeah, if it were just friends, I'd say, well, I don't want any.
What about if you were in kind of a... If a potential employer took you out to his home, you know, what you might say in that situation?
Well, I just say no thanks. I don't believe I care for any. But I sure appreciate the offer.
Oh, yeah. Just on second thought, give me that.
It looks so good. I'd be a lot more polite in that situation.
See, food, if you're having the same stuff for supper that you had yesterday for supper, you say you're having
leftovers, warmed over food.
The food has been
hand-me-down food.
The food has been
warmed over.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew it, masticate.
Oh shit.
You might chew, but I masticate.
All right, what did you say? Place where somebody might own.
Nothing we say right now makes any is will go in the items at all, the sheets. So don't worry about the noise. Okay.
You think it would help if we kind of made a funnel out of a piece of paper, put it over it?
Oh, you know what we could do is just sit something on top of it and that kind of enclosed it.
Yeah, like what?
Well, you're supposed to come up with that. I got the idea. You find something to do it for me.
Well, I know what you got available.
Let me think here. How about, underneath a baseball glove or something?